Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been breaking down the New England Patriots coming to the Dome Week 6. Sunday noon kickoff, helping us break down the New England side of things. Scott Zolak, Patriots radio color analyst and host on 98.5, the Sports Hub in New England. Scott, thank you so much for the time. How's it going, man?
Steve, thank you so much. And Bobby, how you doing, man? How old are you now?
I just made my Medicare birthday. I just August 19. I just turned 65. Now my
I need my 57 readers. I'm 57. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm 57. I was a backup for 10 years here, and I never got hit, so it's great.
No, you got paid. That's the best gig. I had to deal with 11 concussions in 15 years, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
But I never had more than one in a year, so I feel fortunate.
Do you remember the old bike? Do you remember the bike and the old Riddell helmets, how bad they were?
Oh, no. And I got my front teeth knocked out. You know, in the pros, they never made you wear a mouthpiece, and I never wore a mouthpiece because I said, well, shoot, how am I going to keep track of this thing? And I'm not putting that in my mouth. They can't understand what I'm saying. So in my Cajun accent.
Yeah, you're like Bobby Boucher. You're Boucher. So I said, the Creole cook.
So I said, here. I said, no, I got my front teeth knocked out. And then I never forget, we were playing Tampa Bay, and I sound like a Cajun Sylvester the Cat. I'm trying to just call the plays. And remember, they didn't even have the earpiece at the time, so you had to do hand signals to send in the plays. Oh, that was a nightmare. I didn't even like football. That was like purely like a job. I was like, I'm just trying to survive this game. No, it was terrible. But
That's all it is, man. So it's all survival. And I was the live signal guy. We had three guys signaled in, but I was the live guy for Bledsoe.
Whoa.
So that's crazy.
And speaking of live or live arm, live quarterback, man, Drake May. I mean, that game he had against Josh Allen, he looked like the MVP. I mean, he had some little swag going on there.
So it's been an interesting ride here. So this is my 13th year doing a broadcast with my partner, Bob Soucy. Prior to the arrival of whether it was Sherrod Mayo a year ago or Mike Vrabel now, who I love both these guys. And I love Bill Belichick, too. And I've known Bill for 24 years. I've done the radio and TV with him. And I had Bill when he was Parcells' defensive coordinator, when Bill Parcells was here back in 1997. So we go way back. And it's very unusual. There's only a couple teams, probably Pittsburgh. They had what? Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, and now Mike Tomlin. And we had Bill here for 23 years, and Tom Brady was here for 20 years, 20 or 21. And it just came apart at the end. But you can't – it's unusual to keep anything together for anything more than 5 years. You know how the league works. And
right.
It's about egos and power and all that. But Bill is the best coach, and Tom's the greatest to ever play. Like I said, I did 13 – I'm on my 13th year. I've called 13 AFC title games and 5 Super Bowls during that time. You know, and there's guys like Dan Marino that went once as a rookie, as a second year guy, and never got back. So it's different the last 4 years here. And you know, we liked Mac Jones when he got here, and Josh McDaniels was here, and Mac Jones had a really good rookie year. We went to the playoffs, so we were 10-17. But Mac doesn't have the intangibles that like a Josh Allen or a Drake may have. I'd say he's more like your guy, Spencer Rattler, down there. You know, good game manager, you know, smart, get the ball to the hands quick. And I think that's the big thing Patriots are working on this week, how quick Spencer gets the ball out of his hands. And then in the second year, Josh got hired by the Raiders to be the head coach. So Mac lost his offensive coordinator. And for whatever reason, Bill put his defensive coordinator as the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
And Matt Patricia is doing great at Ohio State with Ryan Day right now. He's
running the defense,
there.
Though, not running the offense.
he was running a West Coast offense that he never knew how to run. And I don't know anything about the West Coast offense. I was brought up in the Ernie Zampezi type offense. I went to Maryland and I followed Neil O'Donnell there, Boomer, Frank Reich, you know, Stan Gelbaugh. We all ran that split right, scat right, 868 arrow. And that's how we called it. And you listen to John Gruden with the Spider 2 wide banana. I have no clue what the hell these guys are doing with the West Coast. Did you run West Coast?
Yeah, that's Bill Walsh, you know. I would say the drastic change had to go from like Coach Mara type offense to run and shoot with June Jones. But it helped put me in the Pro Bowl in 94 with June Jones, so I don't have any complaint. Right. But it was like a 180. It was like going from Mara.
I love June Jones.
A lot of wisdom.
Go ahead. June Jones came to Pittsburgh, and I was the number two kid coming out of Pennsylvania behind Eddie McCaffrey. You know, the good McCaffrey's dad. People forget about Eddie. And June Jones came in an 8-inch snowstorm and worked me out on a football field. I'm like, this is crazy. So it's funny, all the connections through football. But and I knew Alex Van Pelt real well. He was a coordinator here last year with Drake. Let's get back to Drake here. And it was all West Coast stuff. And the development with Drake, it's an interesting thing. Like, he's got all the intangible stuff. He has stuff that you and I could never do. You know, off-platform throws. He's really athletic. The comparisons are to Josh Allen a lot, but I think he's more like Justin Herbert. You know, the ability to move,
right.
You know, sort of the sidearm stuff. And he runs up and down, but he's really fast. And I was doing a production meeting, so they moved me from radio to TV in the preseason. So I was doing a preseason production meeting when he was a rookie a year ago. This is about 14 months ago. And he and Joe Milton come in. And Joe Milton was the rookie from Tennessee. He's down in Dallas now. Joe's great. But he was never going to play here because Drake's the guy. He was the third pick. And I said, tell me about the offense, guys. And he said, well, we don't know much right now. We're trying to learn the huddle. And I go, what do you mean by that? He goes, neither of us have called a play in a huddle since we were 16, sophomores in high school. So their high school days and their college days, whether you were Carolina or Tennessee, they held up cards.
Yeah, the RPO things, yeah.
They didn't know how to run a huddle or talk to the team, which is, it goes to show you not the immaturity of Drake, but all the stuff he had to learn and deal with. Like, we were not a good football team last year. And, you know, the succession plan from Bill with Gerard Mayo, and he loved Mayo. He was a great middle linebacker for him. It was supposed to be like 3 years from now when Bill would retire. And now he's down at Carolina, and that thing's a disaster. And Gerard was not ready to go. You know, he wasn't ready for the gig. But then Mike Vrabel became available, and it's been a big change. Like, they went in on free agency. They got Milton Williams. They got Carlton Davis, the corner from – he was originally with Tampa with Brady. And then he went to Detroit. And we got Spillane, the middle linebacker. He looks good. Hunter Henry's here. He's a good tight end with Austin Hooper. We have good tight ends. And then he went outside Stephon Diggs, which I really didn't like the signing at first. He's a former Maryland Terrapin, which I love. I went there. But I'm like, why are we going to pay a guy $12 million a year coming off an ACL injury 6 months ago? And he's dynamite right now. I've never seen a guy come back this fast from an ACL. And he's gotten better week to week. Like, the production numbers aren't there, but like, he got 10 balls for what, $1.46?
Yeah, 10 balls, $1.46, yeah. And you look at it,
so the fifth most. A good rhythm with him, yeah. And you know, left side of our lines, rookies. You know, Will Campbell's the left tackle. Wilson's the left guard from Georgia. Like, we got rookies all over the place here.
Scott, when you look at, you know, it's like amazing, like even with Taysom Hill, I thought, he'll come back in November around the open date. But I think it's just modern medicine because Taysom Hill had a serious knee injury, and he's 35 years of age.
Yeah.
So when you look what Taysom Hill brings to the table, and slowly I think, like we had Drew Brees on, we do a QB to QB every Wednesday. I do it with him. And he said no, in every game plan, Taysom Hill should touch the ball like 7 to 12 times. It doesn't matter who's the quarterback, he brings that much and – you know, the opposing defensive coordinators have to burn more of the midnight oil. What are we going to do with Taysom? Look, he completes a 19-yard pass last week because they're so worried about him running. So I just think when you have a weapon like that, but the reason why I bring it up, because you talk about Stephon Diggs coming back from his knee injury, it's amazing today how you could just bounce back and still contribute at a high level.
Right.
But, Scott, what I wanted
when
to
you,
actually—
When you and I played, it was 12 to 18 months.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then you better be dedicated to the rehab, or you might never be the same. You know, the work ethic, that says a lot about a player when they come back sooner than later. But, you know, you bring in a Vrabel, Scott. And if you look at Vrabel, man, what I like about him, I don't know if you could say this, he's not necessarily politically correct. I don't know, he's a man's man. Hell yeah, I'm going to say it. He's a man's man. He ain't like the damn Dolphins coach. You look at that guy.
He's great.
You know, I look at Vrabel and I look at Dan Campbell. Okay, if we're in a barroom, we get in a fight. who you want on your side? I mean, I know we got Dan Campbell and Vrabel.
He's smarter than Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell likes to eat kneecaps and shins and all that, ankles. Yeah.
Right, right.
But like, I've been around a lot of good coaches in my pro career. So when I first got here, I had Dick McPherson. He recruited me to Syracuse, but Dick got sick and he left after a year. And then we went out and got Bill Parcells. And I had Parcells for 5 years. He left to go coach the Jets. Then I had Pete Carroll for 4 years. And obviously Belichick was here too. And then my last year I went down to Miami to back up Marino. And I had Jimmy Johnson. So I had three Hall of Fame type head coaches. And I got to see all those different guys. And I've done a lot of work with Belichick for 20 plus years. And a lot of people compare Vrabel to him. Vrabel is nothing like Bill. He's more like the other guy, the first one, Bill Parcells. He knows how to control 53 different guys. And the energy that he brings, like my first sit down I did with him and prior to the draft was for season ticket holders in front of about 10,000 people. And we're shooting the shit. Are we on a podcast or radio?
Radio.
No, but we got it.
I can't say that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we have a dumb button too. 8 seconds. We do that every day. Sorry about that. So I was talking to Mike about it. Like, hey, man, you know what? He caught 12 touchdowns. As a tight end, you know, they would bring in Charlie Weiss when he was a coordinator. He would bring Mike in the early part of the dynasty for the first three Super Bowls, 01 and 304. And he would play the third tight end. And Brady threw 12 touchdowns to him. And I said, Mike, let's talk about the 12 touchdowns. He goes, more importantly, let's talk about the only 10 touchdowns you've thrown in your career. So this is how Mike gets a hand up on everybody. He controls the narrative. I kind of like what he's done this year because, like, we got a pretty good backer in Montrezl Stevenson, but he fumbles everywhere. And a lot, like, if this was Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Check, he would sit him down for 3 weeks. And Mike, I asked him, like, hey, you're going to discipline him? And he's like, I can't. We need him. He's a talented kid. And he goes, so should I take Drake May, who threw a pick and a fumble in the first game, and Will Campbell, who jumped off sides three times, should I sit those guys down? It's like kind of a good point, but I think he's trying to establish culture here and let the players know that he's behind him. And I think they're really responding to him right now.
And you bring up, we always follow our LSU players. The Patriots have always seemed like on their roster have LSU players. Will Campbell. They got to be pleased with him. It looks like he was drafted about right where he should have been taken.
It got so overanalyzed the arm length thing for him. And he's a big kid when you stand next to him. But I think Will doesn't have wide shoulders. He's not built like a V. He's built like an A. That makes sense.
Yep.
So it does make the arms look a little shorter. I thought to Mike about this, Mike Vrabel, before the draft. And I said, yeah, there's a lot of talk out there. And he goes, I played edge. And he goes, I got blocked by guys with 39-inch inseams, and I got blocked by guys with 28-inch inseams. If you have leverage and your feet are right where they should be, you're not going to have a problem with your arms. And he's right about that. And Will's been great. Like, there aren't any pressures coming. This is a rookie. And they were on silent count all night Sunday night. Buffalo was amped up. You couldn't hear anything up there. And he was great. Responded well, picked up the blitz. And he's been really good. He's been really good. By the way, Tommy Hawkins is one of my best friends.
Yeah, he grew up 12 miles from where he went to Central Lafourche.
What's the name of the town? Slade
No. That's more North Lake Pontchartrain. He's like Raceland Matthews.
That's where his ex-wife went. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. No, he's from Central Lafourche. I went to South Lafourche. But his high school, the only time they ever beat my high school was when he played. But when we were playing, no, there was never no rivalry because, you know, if one side wins all the time, how can you say it's a rivalry? But no, when Tommy Hodson played, no, that's when his school did beat my school. But when Hodson played with the Patriots were sorry. Come on, you know, when we played them in the late 80s, early 90s, no, New England was bad. They were playing in Foxborough. They'd have like 30,000 people at the games. I never forget it. Actually,
so they had Tony Eason here, and he was like a bust. But like they played Grogan at the end, and that's when they went out and got Hugh Millen. Remember Hugh Millen?
Hugh Millen was dating a Playboy bunny. I remember that.
Lisa Guerrero now. She changed her name.
Oh, she changed her name. Whoa! I remember that back.
She's not with him anymore. With him anymore. He got her a fax machine for Christmas, and she dumped him probably in 1993. Yeah.
Looking at the Patriots, and you know what I remember also about them, they had an NFL, AFC Rookie of the Year, John Stevens from Northwestern State University in Natchitoches.
Yeah,
John Stevens, and he's from, his daughter Sloan, one of the top tennis players, in the world, that was his daughter. I don't think she had claimed them because, it was kind of out-of-pocket dad. And poor Johnny, he passed away. But he was Rookie of the Year, and always would brag in the 1980s, which university had two Rookies of the Year in the NFL? It wasn't Ohio State, Notre Dame, Nebraska. Northwestern State University in Louisiana, the late, great Joe Delaney with the Kansas City Chiefs, and John Stevens with the New England Patriots.
That's crazy.
People would not get that trivia.
I got a John Stevens story for you. So John was the starting running back here. We drafted my year Leonard Russell from Arizona State. So he was a first-round pick, and Pat Harlow was from SC, and he was the tackle. So they were the first-rounders. Ben Coates was behind me. He was a fifth-round pick. We had a great draft. And John Stevens, we would have sodas in a container in a locker room. And this is back to like 1992. And John would have a Adidas bag, and he would fill up his Adidas bag with all the sodas to take home for mixers. And he was making all the money on the team. And he's like, if it's free, take three, Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
We play with. Oh.
Now, but before we let you run, explain right quick what happened to the Patriots when they had their losses. Because, the way they played against the Bills, I go, whoa, they look like they're ready to roll. So now they 3-2, but the two losses, was it turnovers the Raiders? Or just explain what happened.
Not the Raider game. So week one. Drake looked about as stiff as he could look, just real robotic. Statistically, the numbers were there. Like, he's top five in everything right now. If you look at his numbers, 74%, two picks, 12 touchdowns or whatever the numbers are. He's on pace to have a hell of a year. But he was real stiff in week one. The problem with week one is, you really can't scout week one. Just the Raiders were coming. They had a new coach in Pete Carroll, my old head coach. And Geno Smith was a quarterback. He came here last year, beat us with Seattle. So everything's new on week one. Anybody could beat anybody in week one. We played them toe-to-toe, but we screwed up at the end of the game. Too many penalties. Lost that game. Went down to Miami, played our ass off. Won that one, which we never go down to Miami and win. Brady never won much in Miami. And then we had Pittsburgh here. And we kicked their ass, but we had five turnovers. And we lost 7. And that game went down to last possession with five turnovers. And then, you know, you win a week ago against Carolina. They're terrible. I think that game was, what, 33-0?
Yeah.
And then Buffalo is the big marquee win. Now, Sunday night doesn't mean anything if we don't take care of business on Sunday. And it's a lot like week one with you guys because new coach, new staff, everything's new. It's a team you're not familiar with, so a lot more preparation work has to go in this. Plus, you're traveling. We travel to Buffalo. We're traveling to this game down in New Orleans, which I love. Love your city, man. I spent 5 days at the Super Bowl this year doing a radio show, and it's one of the best towns in the country. It's awesome. I think the Super Bowl should be there every year.
Amen.
Go for it.
Amen. And Scott, I said this. Is this too far-fetched? Because I look at their schedule, the remaining Patriots schedule. I think it's very favorable. And, you know, once you get the momentum going and, you get to play the Bills again. I mean, you know, people say, oh, well, they might be, they have a great chance, maybe be a wild card. I said, they might win the AFC East. I mean, I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Honestly, we could stack some games here because we have you guys, and then we have on the road at Tennessee. They're not very good. Then we come home for Atlanta, Cleveland. Like, there's four right there. So we're 3-2. You're 7-2.
Yeah, at Tampa, that'll be tough. But then you got the Jets Thursday night.
I have a loss there. I think I have us losing that one, right?
No, look, at Cincinnati. There's no Joe Burrow. Come on. And the Giants?
I mean, you got Joe Flacco. He's a statue. So here's the game we play it pretty much every Monday because I do think the league changes week to week.
Right.
And we evaluate the quarterbacks. So go down our schedule. So the rest of the schedule, Drake May has the advantage over every team. The teams that win are the teams that have good quarterbacks. You know that, Bobby.
Yep.
And Steve, you could even check these off too. Go down the list. So the only one where we probably don't match up is maybe Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, who's not very good right now. Other than that, we got the advantage of quarterback in every game.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, when you say, okay, we're playing 17 games now. Oh, the Patriots are 12-5. Boy, talk about a turnaround.
Scott, thanks so much for the time. Look forward to seeing you in the Dome on Sunday.
Hey, Sunday morning, I'll be at Mother's at 8 a.m. if anybody wants to join me. Breakfast on me.
Oh, awesome. All right,
you heard it. Scott Zolak, appreciate the time, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
Pat's radio color analyst and host on 98.5, the Sports Hub in New England. Taking a break. Be back with more sports talk right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.